It's the 18th of February, the day in 1930 when astronomer Clyde Tombaugh discovered Pluto.
Drawings I made of Mars and Jupiter, and they've impressed enough with them that they offered me a job there, and that's how I got onto the Pluto project.
Dr. Hook formed on this day in 1969. They were Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show back then. They had the number ones, Sylvia's Mother, and Walk Right In. February 18 birthdays, it's Yoko Ono's birthday today. She's 87 and looking pretty good for her mid to late 80s. She puts it down to keeping fit.
People think that, oh, she must be doing exercise every day or something. No, I just forget and, oh, I better do some exercise.
Graham Garden is 77. Remember, he was the tall one on The Goodies.
Where does a 10-foot gorilla sit? Anywhere he likes.
Special birthday for model and actress Sybil Shepherd. She's 70. She was in the movie Taxi Driver, but is best remembered for the 80s series Moonlighting with Bruce Willis.
When we go out on a case, we will conduct ourselves as though at the end of the fourth grade we got promoted and not left back.
Some big birthdays today, but none bigger than this bloke.
I got chills.
Yes, John Travolta is 66. He went from Welcome Back Cotter to Grease and Saturday Night Fever, revived his career with Look Who's Talking, and proved he could do anything in Pulp Fiction.
They call it Royale with
cheese. What do they call a Big Mac?
Big Mac's a Big Mac, but they call it Le Big Mac.
Matt Dillon is 56. A standout performance for him was in There's Something About Mary.
Try to visualize the buildings as a whole, you know? Try to see them in their natural state, in their totalitarianism.
And film icon Molly Ringwald is 52 today.
I just thought that turning 16 would be so major that I'd wake up with an improved mental state that would show on my face.
Finally, another Hollywood legend was born on this day, Jack Palance. He died aged 87 in 2006, starred in Batman and City Slickers late in his career, and remember, he was the host of TV's Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Some of the 2,000-year-old dice the archaeologists found were loaded.
Remembering Jack Palance on February 18.